Hello, friends, and welcome into the Foursquare Network. I'm Drew Doherty, your host, and we've got a big one for you today as Ricky Hatley guns for history. He's the back-to-back champion, the only reigning champion in Foursquare history. And here on the Quattro today, we're going to see if he can make it three in a row. But the big story is also the Patriots. They're now at the Greenbrier here for practice. Will Tom Brady, will Rob Gronkowski step into the Foursquare for some action? I say no. I think this is a Texans defensive line exclusive game, and we're going to head over to the action right now. Welcome into the action here on Tuesday as Daniel Ross in the serving position over to Eli Ankou, and there is an ace, not an ace, but a nice shot by Eli Ankou. Drew Doherty calling the action here for you. Over to Godan. Godan a little long on that one, and that's interesting because when he was a Wolverine at Michigan, they called him AAA, the Ann Arbor Assassin. But he's back in line now. Vrabel over to Bowen. Bowen. And that's too much for Ankou. And Hatley, the two-time champion, the reigning champion, is gunning for number three today. He goes over to Bowen. And Hatley has to get back in line. So now, Mike Vrabel celebrated his 42nd birthday yesterday, but he's got father time and an absolute hammerlock. Shows no signs of aging. He's been one of the best players out here, and he watches that one sail wide from Carlos Watkins, so he'll remain on as Christian Covington steps into the square. And speaking of Bowen, who's just a spot away from serving, some controversy because he's evidently been playing with a heel injury, and that's not been reported by the Foursquare Federation. So for all of you wagering out there, you might have been losing some money because he's not playing at full strength. Nevertheless, Vrabel over to Bowen, and Bowen over back to Vrabel, to Covington. DJ Reader, too much for Bowen. Bowen has to get back in line. So Vrabel going to serve over to Covington, and J.J. Watt is in the square. J.J., of course, won the first practice after the Carolina game. And he moves over. In his spot comes Brandon Dunn. So here's Reader. Oh, with an atomic slam there on Vrabel, and that's too much. Too much for Vrabel to handle, but there's a little bit of controversy. He's saying that was on the line. Line's a little bit blurred because the Warhol of West Virginia, Jason Lowry, has not updated him, has not painted him. So Reader will now serve over to Brandon Dunn, but Anthony Weaver has stepped into the square, and Anthony Weaver handles it deftly. Here's Watt, goes low on Reader, and the big man can't get down for that one and can't get over either. So JJ, number 99, going to serve. Got a lot more fans here today because the Patriots are in town. Weaver smokes one past Brandon Dunn. We've heard some more allegations, this time coming from the coaches, though, that the veterans are working in conjunction with the rookies, which I don't know how that works. I'm not that smart. Nonetheless, that rookie, Daniel Ross, exits. And here's Godan over to Weaver. And Weaver, too much for Watt. So Weaver, who has himself been a champion here, is now serving. There's Ankou. Godan. Too much for Weaver. Gets him with two hands. And for those of you haters out there, it's time to crack back on you because a few of you have said, why are they doing this? Why aren't they practicing football? They should be watching tape. They should be doing drills. Well, practice has not started yet. They're getting limber. They're getting loose. And Mike Vrabel himself said that when he was a Patriot, when he played from the late 90s through, about 2008 or so, he, Randy Moss, Wes Welker, and Steven Gostkowski, that's a pretty good foursome. They used to play a game where they would basically kick a volleyball over a net, and it was like foot volleyball. As we see the action there, Hatley is the server, and Hatley, bounces one off the shins of Carlos Watkins, but if we were to review the tape there, Watkins might have been able to call carrying there on Hatley. Nevertheless, Hatley exits, and Bowen and his bum heel enter. So Bowen over to Vrabel, to Covington, to Bowen. Reader handles that one well, and look at that, goes low. But that's too much for a diving Christian Covington. So it's Bowen, Vrabel, Reeder, and Braden Dunn. Reeder over to Dunn. Back to Reeder. To Dunn. Nicely handled there by each of the coaches on those spikes. And look at that. Age before beauty in this instance. Vrabel gets it past Dunn. Wow. The action is heating up. And with that, we now have three coaches in the square, as Doug Coleman is now in. Coleman a little low and just gets it past Reeder. So it's three coaches and J.J. Watt. J.J. Watt defending the honor of the players here. We'll see if they're going to try and set up the player, and they do. So for those of you out there wondering if collusion is going on, I'm not going to say it is because I'm just a commentator, but that did look fishy. Look at that, a high setup there for Vrabel. And now there's some arguing about the rules. The linesman not saying much. You got Joel Heath on one side as a linesman and an equipment man as the other. And the coaches win this one. Although I don't know that I would have called it that way. But then again, I'm just the voice. So it's four coaches. And I think this is just a sham because now they're playing the slow play. Some from the crowd are saying cheating. This is like the ping pong start to a ping pong game where you just kind of softly pee it up, eye it up, N it up, G it up, pee it up. And Vrabel puts an end to that and eliminates the young Bowen. So AAA enters. He won it about a week ago. Make that 2 weeks ago. Weaver goes right at him. And Vrabel eliminates Coleman. Players say they're going to break up the foursome slowly, as now Anku is in. Vrabel over to Anku, to Godin, to Anku. They're going to Vrabel. Ooh. Too much there. So Weaver steps in. Weaver's going to take his time, bounce it a few, as we get ever so close to the start of the 10 a.m. horn at practice. Still got 7 minutes to go, though. And they're going after Weaver, the players are. Godin. To Anku, to Godin, and Godin smokes one. So AAA, the Ann Arbor Anarchist. I called him the assassin by accident earlier, but it's the Ann Arbor Anarchist because you just didn't know what he was going to do in the square. Over to Watkins. Snuck that one in, or did he? I say he did, so Anku has to exit. Godin over to Hatley, to Watkins. Watkins using the square. And it comes right back on him. You never know what Godin's going to do. AAA in full effect there. Here's Covington. To Hatley. Brandon Dunn. Oh, Brandon Dunn. With power and grace, he eliminates Covington there. Perfect placement, but with just a smidge of force. So Reeder steps in now. Reeder over to Godin. And that one was out. That one was definitely out. From my vantage point, no chance that was in. This is live web TV, so folks are just walking right through our shot. But, hey, what are you going to do? There's Brandon Dunn. Over to Hatley. Frustrating Daniel Ross there. As Hatley serves it up to Reeder. Coleman enters. It's a little wide there by Brandon Dunn. So now you got Weaver and Coleman in with Hatley and Reeder. And here's Weaver. Set up nicely, but he just botches that one. Which is strange because Weaver has been in his off time when he's not coaching, when he's not meeting with coaches, he has been listening on his Discman. Notice I said Discman, not his iPod or anything like that. His Discman. He's had Survivor's Eye of the Tiger on repeat because he wants to have that Eye of the Tiger. He wants to rise up and win this one. Don't see the Discman anywhere right now, but the Eye of the Tiger. A little quiet right now because he's on the sidelines. And look at that slam there by Doug Coleman. Comes just in for Hatley. Or not. It was on the line. So Doug Coleman in the serving spot. Has not won this before. Goes over to Covington. And Watkins makes short work of Coleman. A one and done. But look out. 5 minutes ago, Weaver's now in the square, and the eye of the tiger snuffed out there because that one by AAA goes right at his shins. In comes Daniel Ross. It's four players now. Are we going to slow play it? I don't think so. Godin goes down. Watkins over to Ross, to Covington. Nice placement by Covington, but Watkins says line. And friends, that's going to wrap it up for today's. Christian Covington, the king. He's been playing so well, but just had such misfortune of timing. But nonetheless, the tangible C4 is your king. He breaks up the Ricky Hatley dynasty. And that's going to do it for today's Foursquare Network showing of a Tuesday at the Greenbrier. For my good pals putting this all together, Gray Moore back in Houston, as well as here in the field, Tyler Sudarth and Jay McDevitt, my name's Drew Doherty, and this is a Quattro production.